In 1992, Colorado voters passed a measure to forbid the state and local governments from protecting gay, lesbian, and bisexual people from discrimination. It was called Amendment 2, and gay rights groups sued to overturn the amendment that was pushed by evangelical Christian groups in Colorado Springs. 20 years ago today, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the amendment, finding it violated the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. Mary Celeste was one of the attorneys that helped win the case back then. She joins me. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you, and I'm happy to be here.
Mary, can you take me back to 1996? What was the core issue?
The core issue was twofold. It was a political issue in that the Amendment 2 was being cloned. So all eyes were on the result of the U.S. Supreme Court, because if we lost there, then these provisions, these initiatives would come forward all across the country. So political also was the boycott that Colorado was experiencing as a result of the amendment passing. The other was, of course, legal. It was a very pivotal moment in LGBT legal rights. Everyone was very tense. All the national organizations were involved, but it was pretty much a homegrown Amendment 2 challenge, and we were all waiting to see what the Supreme Court was going to do. We were hoping that it was going to be at least a 5-4, and of course we were ecstatic that it was 6-3 and that we won.
So you said that it was a homegrown initiative in order to try to take down Amendment 2, but, I mean, evangelical Christian groups spearheaded it, and Colorado voters at the time, agreed with them. Amendment 2 was popular.
Well, it didn't win by that much. I think it was close to 54% to 46%. Some of the propaganda that came out during that time, which we used in the case itself, was very misleading and very hurtful. And I think that people were just misinformed.
What do you think the world would look like if you had lost the case?
Very different, because that was the first positive U.S. Supreme Court LGBT decision ever. And all of the decisions prior to it, like the sodomy case in Georgia, the Bowers case, was negative. Everything was negative, negative, negative. And if we continued along that line, I don't think we would have, as quickly at least, been able to overturn the nationwide sodomy laws with the Lawrence v. Texas case. We would have not been able to pave the way to the military cases, to the marriage cases, and now, to some extent, the religious freedom cases that are being developed.
So I'm sure, as you know, right now, there's a battle brewing over the legality in North Carolina that restricts, where transgender people can use public bathrooms and locker rooms. Are you surprised that, 20 years after the Amendment 2 ruling, that court fights like this are still occurring?
No, I'm not surprised, because this country is very well based upon continued exercise of everyone's rights, both religious freedom rights, both gay rights, both rights on the basis of color. These things have to develop over time. You can't expect that everybody at every single moment in our country is going to be free from any kind of discrimination. So it's a constant battle and a constant need to be ready at any time to bring forward legal actions to protect.
Mary, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Sure.
Mary Celeste was one of the attorneys to win a U.S. Supreme Court verdict overturning Amendment 2 in Colorado 20 years ago today. It was the first time the Supreme Court had recognized gay rights in U.S. law.